I know you've heard of Enron, the Lehman Brothers. Now add digital currency exchange platform FTX to that list and brace for impact. Creditors of FTX Australia and FTX Express are meeting this morning after their global parent company collapsed, triggering a chain reaction across the cryptocurrency landscape. It's believed thousands of Australians, from mum and dad investors to hedge funds, have been left out of pocket, and there are already concerns that any money remaining in the Australian companies could be siphoned off overseas. Climate and business reporter Sarah Dingle has the story and a warning. There's some explicit language ahead.
The collapse of crypto empire FTX has it all. A tech whiz kid with a startup, colossal amounts of money, the Bahamas, claims that the company's inner circle all dated each other, a seven-time Super Bowl champion, a Brazilian model, an epic collapse, and most recently, a car crash interview.
The first thing they said after that was, they said, Sam, we have only one thing to tell you. You have to promise that you never, ever, ever say you fucked up again. I told them to go fuck themselves. I don't think they know what they're talking about. I mean, whatever. They know what they're talking about in an extremely narrow domain of litigation.
That's Sam Bankman-Fried, the 30-year-old CEO and founder of digital currency exchange FTX, talking about his own lawyers. In January this year, Bankman-Fried was a billionaire, and FTX was valued at $32 billion US. But 3 weeks ago, both FTX and FTX US filed for bankruptcy. There followed sensational allegations that FTX had a so-called backdoor through which billions of dollars of customer funds were transferred to sister company Alameda Research, which itself was making high-risk bets. This week, in his first interview after FTX's collapse, from his base in the Bahamas, Sam Bankman-Fried denied making any such backdoor, although he didn't explicitly deny using one.
So that I can tell you is definitely not true. I don't even know how to code, is the honest, embarrassing answer. I certainly wasn't like building some backdoor in the system. I could barely use the system. That's not true. I use the system pretty well from a user interface perspective, but I literally never have opened the code.
Australian Arms, FTX Australia and FTX Express also went into voluntary administration on November 11. Australian creditors will meet later today with the administrator, Corda Mentha, to discover what, at this stage, may be recoverable. Liam Hennessy, a partner with law firm Gaydens, who specialises in compliance and risk, says there will be thousands of Australian creditors.
Certainly the most obvious initial creditors there are the punters who have been investing on FTX. They have their tokens on the platform. That platform has collapsed. That platform owes them a liability. So that will be thousands, if not tens of thousands, of Aussies, including mums and dads and, you know, right down to Gen Z, who have decided that, you know, investing in a token is a better form of investment than a super fund or shares, for example.
Liam Hennessy says there could be a surprise in store for many at today's first meeting of Australian creditors. Creditors can form a committee of inspection to consult with the administrators and receive reports on the administration. On the list of nominees for the creditors committee of inspection is an intriguing entry.
One of the big creditors we will be sitting on those potentially committees of inspection for those two companies is the global FTX group. People can make their own conclusions about that. And, you know, international web of contracts and so forth.
I asked Stephen Earle, a liquidator and partner at business advisory Corcordis, what that means.
Oh, look, I'd say they're an active creditor and maybe they are a very large creditor. I mean, any creditor's got the right to sit on a committee. But what it says to me is if the global parent is a major creditor, it's obviously got claims and there's been some money or some liability that it's owed from the Australian subsidiary. So we don't have a situation here where whatever money's held here, it may be quarantined. But again, whose money is it? If it's money from the overseas parent that's gone in there, you know, is that tracing back to investors in other jurisdictions as well that might have some claims to those funds? This is a very convoluted web. This is not straightforward.
Stephen Earle says he's dealt with cases where he's had to recover cryptocurrency, but the incredibly complex network of FTX entities, creditors and transactions means this could take years to unravel. On top of all that, FTX apparently had very poor record keeping.
And I think in this instance, there's over 130 companies caught up in this. It could go on for years, if not decades.
Online, worried Australian FTX creditors are frantically sharing tidbits of information. One item doing the rounds is a letter from the Australian Financial Complaints Authority saying that FTX creditors may be eligible for a federal government compensation scheme of last resort. Thing is, that compensation scheme doesn't exist. It hasn't yet been legislated. AFCA says this is a standard letter, and once such a scheme exists, the operator of that compensation scheme will make the final decision on whether any claim is paid out. Stephen Earle says the full reach of the FTX collapse is yet to be seen.
He's the former CEO now, a mini Madoff. The scale of this probably eclipses that. I think it's on par with the collapse of a major investment bank, and Lehman Brothers was the last investment bank, but it comes down to, well, who's next and how many more will now follow? You know, is it a black swan event? You know, what is the contagion going to be from all of this?
In a statement, corporate regulator ASIC said that crypto assets are largely unregulated in Australia and that ASIC has repeatedly warned investors that crypto is incredibly risky. Liam Hennessy says there is some change on the horizon, a potential licensing regime for digital currencies.
The licensing follows what the US is doing, what the EU is doing, what the UK is doing. And that is, okay, we need to regulate this so that there are minimum standards and behaviours. Whether that licensing will come in next year remains to be seen. Senator Bragg has a draft piece of legislation up and running, which we're currently consulting with him on over here at Gaydon's. The government hasn't come out with its own legislation. I suspect that, notwithstanding Senator Bragg's from the blue team, they'll pick his up, modify it, and we'll see some form of licensing next year for the industry.
And Sarah Dingle with that report there. You're listening to ABC RM Breakfast.
It's easier than ever to hear your favourite local and national ABC radio stations live and on demand on the ABC Listen app.